Hello, and welcome to your daily news podcast. Today's topic is the educational impact of having access to individual technology in the classroom. There are many pieces of evidence that point towards there being an educational impact, either positive or negative, of having access to individual technology in today's classrooms. So, that's what we're here to find out. Let's dig into the positive impacts. Having access to classroom technology, students are able to gain the skill set and knowledge that will help them become successful in today's technological society. Technology is a very important part of our world today, and we need to be informed on how to use it and to understand it. Traditional informatives, such as paper and textbooks, are not as sufficient in educating about technology. Technology is certainly a tool to help produce quality work, educates on technology, and shares ideas amongst others. Research from a 2007 Hamilton article states, "Technology should be a fundamental part of the classroom, allowing students to be able to select technology resources to help them obtain information in a timely manner, analyze and synthesize information, and present it professionally. In context, it is important for students to develop skills to gather their own information in a quick, organized fashion instead of getting the information simply handed to them. Studies show that teachers find technology useful particularly when it is being used to teach the curriculum, but less so when students use it in an unrelated fashion as a distraction in class. There certainly are many positive impacts of having access to individual technology in classrooms. Let's take a look at the negative impacts. With access to technology in classrooms, it could cause major distractions and cause kids to not pay attention in class. Research from a 2008 study on the effects of laptops on classroom behavior states, results showed that students who used laptops in class spent considerable time multitasking, and that laptop use posed a significant distraction to both users and fellow students. This shows that when presented with the technology, students would often be distracted by other subjects and thoughts. There is also the fact that the technological playing field is not equal for everyone, as not every student owns a cell phone or individual device. It might be that it's not something of importance to them, or that they can't afford a device. According to Statistics Canada, nearly 1.2 million out of 6.8 million Canadian children lived in a low-income household, meaning that those children likely do not possess a device. The negative impacts of technology in classrooms are definitely ones to consider. In conclusion, the impact of individual technology in classrooms shows great positive potential, yet when used in the wrong ways, can negatively impact the learning in classrooms.